But speaking of weather, let's talk about onions. Time to check in with Leah Bartosh out of Delft as we have the 2021 onion predictions here, the onion weather. And good morning, Leo. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Now, go through for folks who don't know. I know a lot of folks are following you every year on this, but...
Yeah, they are.
What do you do? Oh, we've had a lot of calls and a lot of emails about this.
Yeah.
But what do you do as far as prep is concerned in advance?
Well, okay, I'll start it out just the way we got it printed up. Okay, on New Year's Eve. Now, this is New Year's Eve. You have about a half a dozen big onions that you can cut in half. And if you cut them in half, then you've got 12 of them. A half an onion for each month. And then if you cut them in half, you got to cut them from stem to stern. Because if you cut them around the easy way, then it ain't going to work. Okay, then you got to make a well. I got a grapefruit knife that I use because it's got a bend in the grapefruit knife. And I can just go around it and cut it out and make myself a well. But whatever you do, don't poke a hole in it. Because if you do, there's going to leak and you don't know where you're at. And then each of the 12 halves represents the months of the years. You put them below ground level in a row and sprinkle 1 teaspoon. I always use a measuring teaspoon. 1 teaspoon of salt. Sprinkle it on top of on the edges of the onion. And the next morning, you can go read them right to left, like you always do. And January through December, water will vary with amounts of moisture in each one, indicating how much moisture that each month will produce, and the record is a result. Yeah, that'd be that one there.
All right.
And then, if you really want to have something that is really interesting, you can take the first full days of spring. That's March 21, 22, 23, and 24. And each day will represent one season of the year. And then it'd be like spring, summer, autumn. Okay, you got your spring and everything else in it. And if you got to write down the wind direction, how long it blowed in that direction, or how hard it blow, and you got to keep track of the clouds. Is it cloudy, or is it rain clouds, or is it raining, or whatever? But whatever is happening on them days will be your season. And the first full 4 days of spring, that is, now. But don't go by the scientific one. I did that once, but I made 5 of them. Did 5 days just to make sure that I was going to be right. But if I'd have went with the 5-day one, I would have been 1 day off on the season on every one of them. So just make sure it's the first 4 full days, from midnight to midnight. And then you need to start at midnight to record the first day. First day of spring, second day is summer, third day is fall, fourth day is winter. Your watch, the wind, skies, clouds, hazy sun, or rain, or write it all down, and the time, how long it lasts. And you can take this, and in that season, divide that into that season, and at just about the time of that season that this stuff will change and be in what you predicted. But I tell you, this last March, 21, I couldn't believe the fourth day, and I was just dumbfounded because we had 3 days of complete clouds, no sun whatsoever on them first 3 days of the spring weather. And on the fourth day, when I got up in the morning, there wasn't a cloud in the sky. The sun shone brightly all day long, and not a cloud through the sky. And it was so nice and calm. The wind didn't even go over 15 to 20 miles an hour. So that lasted just about all so far this winter that way. And the way it is right now, it's going to stay that way. But like I said, the snow plows, the only time they'll be out is to get some finger drifts off the road. And so the way it is right now, it's going to be holding pretty true to it. So this coming year, it's going to be a little different than what we've been having, but it ain't going to be very wet.
Really? Let's go through everything month by month then, okay?
Yep, we're going to go month by month. You can write January through December. And on January 1, 2021, a small, about a fourth of a teaspoon of moisture in that onion. Okay, February 1. That is very small, too. And so, March is a very small one. And April, I had a full teaspoon. And the reason why I use the spoons is that's about the best way you could. I use teaspoon, soup spoon, and a serving spoon. That's my measurements.
So it sounds like we're not going to have a hugely bad winter then.
No. It's going to be good all the way through. And I tell you, I just can't believe it. I said last year we're going to have a good winter, and I just didn't want to advertise it too much because I scared myself out by the weather when it was so nice, you know. So then we're going to come to June now. That was a small, about a half a teaspoon. July, a very full teaspoon. August, a small, one half teaspoon. September, medium, one teaspoon. That was for September. And that'll be just fine because it could help us finish the beans off.
Yeah.
Yep. And in October, we had a medium, one teaspoon. November, we had a medium to full teaspoon. It varied in there, you know, about so, but it'd be a little bit variation there.
Got it.
Yep. And for December, we got a medium full teaspoon there, too. So it's not going to be nothing to a big blast. Because we had hardly any wind, and so far our wind has been that way for us. I said we could have one or two high wind days, but it ain't going to have much to blow. But it made us bad visibility, but you can't count it as a blizzard because you have to have a blizzard. You have to have it right at 20 below and up to 40 mile an hour winds with snow.
Right.
Yeah. So that's when you call it a blizzard. But other than that, it just doesn't look like it's going to be much for a moisture season this year.
And that kind of jives with what we've been hearing from other sources, too. Iranian weather calling for a fairly dry year for us, especially here in southwest Minnesota.
Yes. And my onions tell it the same way.
Yep.
And it's going to put people on their knees to pray for rain.
And as you mentioned, it sounds like maybe next December, a year from now, we're going to have maybe a little more precipitation. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I would say a little bit more than what we had this last year. Yeah.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. But, you know, even like... When I was talking about our prediction for the future, I had said that we're going to have some snow because everybody's worrying about snow. I said we would have some snow, but not much snow. But that's just what we had.
Sounds like so far so good as far as the onions are concerned.
Yeah. I mean, everything is holding together just the way the big shots are predicting. I'm going to go by my onions. And I was so surprised at how much closer the Farmer's Almanac is getting to my forecast all the time.
Well, it's interesting, too, as you've mentioned in other years, too, and you can mention it again now, but over the years, and you've been doing this since the 1950s.
1957, I started.
The accuracy of the onions is incredible, actually, when you look at it year to year.
Oh, yes, you betcha believe it. You know, my son-in-law, his dad always says, well, he's talking about the weather on the radio. And his dad told him, don't worry about that. He says, you go by Leo. He says, you got the right forecast. All the other ones are is a bunch of wind.
Anything else to wrap it up with, Leo?
Oh, this should take care of it then. But, see, now this is January. Now, on March 21, 22, 23, and 24, just do what I told you to do. That's how quick I had to learn it. And because after that, I'll come back on my forecast for the season.
Yeah, Leo's going to be here in March for that. Yeah.
Yeah. After the 24th.
You bet.
Yeah. Well, thank you for letting me do this, Steve.
Oh, fantastic. Always a great time, and we will talk to you in March.
Yes, you sure will.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, but you have a good day now, everybody.
All right, there you go. Leo Bartosh out of Delft, Minnesota, with his onion weather predictions. And yes, he'll be back on this very program in the 9 o'clock hour come March 21st or so. So we'll be looking forward to that. Mark that on your digital calendar. 5th of January.